Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jaquan. How may I help you?
Hi, yeah. I had had them take off the payment that they were going to make me pay, I guess, on 2/18 for $49.97. And then they put it back on again, this time for $56.95 on 2/14. Oh, I don't know.
All right, can I get your zip code?
80033.
And your first and last name?
I'm Valerie Mee, M-E-E.
You said M-E-E?
Yeah, M-E-E, Mee.
And can you verify your shipping address?
It's 3911 Miller Street, Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Yeah, 80033.
All right, so you have the tracker tag. Pay the shipping. It says it was canceled for you already on February 18th.
Oh,
are you on fully refunded?
But then, how come it says it back on here again?
It's not. It was last time it charged you was February 14th. It was canceled on February 18th.
So how? That's funny because in the same credit card it said I got, you know, they gave me the money back, but yet it's still on here. So I don't know why they put it on here again.
It's not charged to you again. They gave you a refund.
That's weird. That's weird because it shouldn't show up again, but there it is. I don't understand that. Well, I guess I won't pay the full amount that the credit card company wants then, so that wouldn't make sense. Because they've got it back on again on 2/14 they have it on again, and then 2/18 is up on top that they credited it, but so that was the last credit card statement though.
Okay.
This is like brand new credit card statement, so it should be off here.
When they refunded you? They refunded you in the month of February.
On the same.
So it's
going to
show up in February.
Huh. Okay. If you think it's right.
From what I'm looking at, it was canceled on the 18th and it was refunded on the 18th.
That's weird. I wonder. Okay. Well, thank you. I don't know. It doesn't say that it was refunded yet, maybe. Well, I don't know. All right. Well, thank you.